living for God, they're living for the world and the flesh.
Well, you guys know as Christians, we have to... Satan owns the world, and we are not to be of the world.
Right, we're so to partake of this, we try to call people out of it. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. We got all kinds of articles that help people learn what's the difference between the culture and the world. And we have a 10-point test that will help you test your religious body so that you can come out of it and worship God in spirit and truth. You can't stay and worship God in the culture, and you can't worship God in false man-made traditions. Jesus said it voids your worship of God. So if the Spirit of God is in people, we always challenge that, He's going to lead you to truth. Why are so many American Christians following lies for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? They're not listening to the Spirit. They're not listening to the Word of God.
Absolutely. Yeah. The greatest threat Christians face doesn't come from the obvious threat of outside of non-believers. It comes from people within the church
those
that are preaching a false doctrine.
Right, and they're the ones that hate me the most when I go and preach is the religious
sure
people.
They do.
The world just goes, walks by. The religious guys, they want to beat you up. Because you're threatening their money trail. You're threatening their religion. They're partial. If they're Baptist, they love the Baptist faith. If they're Lutheran, they love the Lutheran faith. We're not to be partial. We're to be aimed at the one faith once delivered in Jude 9. And it was not none of these denominations, as you well said.
Well, I thought I'd come over and talk to you. I'm always curious when I see someone else.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I travel all over the country and street preach. I support myself. Lots of articles and videos to edify you. Mostly it's there to test people that they come out of this culture. America's going to be judged by God. The judgment's already started.
It's tough. America's tough. The people I've met that have the strongest faith are always from disadvantaged countries and places where they don't have much.
Right.
Because they're just thirsty for the Word of God.
Right, more than America.
Yeah, in America we have so much.
Yep, amen. So, we're like Sodom and Gomorrah. We literally are full of pride and envy.
I travel through Chicago all the time. I drive for a living, and I always say, "I'm passing through Sodom now." And
so while we remind people that say they're Christians and they come here, I just asked a Mennonite man. I wanted to ask him. I said, "As you're here entertaining yourself, does it bother you that your neighbors are dying and going to hell?" The point is, Jesus told us to go preach the gospel.
Sure.
Jesus, I always lovingly tell people, Jesus didn't die so that we could live an easy life and just walk through this world. He died so we could serve Him, so we could strive for eternity, we could warn others, we could bring people with us. Americans are living happy in their church system, but they're not following Christ.
When you're content, when you're not wanting.
Right, they're not following Christ.
Why do you need God, right, when you have everything?
Amen, that's exactly right.
Spiritually, we're pretty empty.
Can I take a picture of this?
What's that? Take a gospel card.
That's
it.
So no picture?
Okay. Of course you can. Thank you.
Praise God, man. I wish you, if you can bring one soul out here, Jesus.
Oh, that's all. Go for the lost. Hey, send me an email. I'd love to encourage you. Bible study together, whatever.
I got your card.
Yep, you got my card. You get my contact info.
I'm from Mexico.
What's that?
I'm Catholic, so I'm coming from Mexico.
All right, can I help you?
No, I'm just saying.
I need to help you. Roman Catholicism. Uh-huh. Right. Jesus said we must worship Him in spirit and truth. Have you ever studied the roots of Roman Catholicism?
Not that much.
There you go. It's a man-made system that came along after Jesus established His body. And Jesus said, you must come and follow me. You must come and keep my ways, keep my commandments. My whole family was Roman Catholic or is Roman Catholic, but I'm not part of them. You have to come out of all the false ways of man-made religion. Lutheran, Baptist, Mormon, Roman Catholic, these are traditions of men. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you worship God after traditions of men, you void your worship of Him. See, because He's the truth. So if you're going to worship Jesus, shouldn't you have the truth? Look at all the sexual perversion in the church. Look at how the Pope... Did you know, I just read an article, I was doing some research. Did you know Roman Catholicism is getting ready to merge with Islam? You know what they're calling it?
What are they calling it?
Chrislam. The Pope is compromising. You know what I believe? What's your first name?
Alejandro.
Alejandro. I'm Jim. James is my wife, Debbie. You know what I believe? I believe the Roman Catholic system is going to be aligned with the Bible's prediction in the future of the Mark of the Beast system. I think the Pope at the time, that's what I believe, the Pope at the time of the Antichrist, I think he's going to be the false prophet. You know why? It's the only religious system in the world today that has the power. They have an emissary in every country. They have one main guy. They're a billion strong. The Roman Catholics are the only ones today that have the power to unite with the Antichrist and be that false prophet. So what I share with you on the gospel card is the gospel to eternal life. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. Water baptism won't save you. I know that you're from Mexico and that's Roman Catholicism is very popular there, but it doesn't mean it's the truth. Jesus said few are going to seek me and find eternal life. In Mexico, you might know this.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Roman Catholics allow people to do in Mexico?
Well, what's that?
They merge Santa Maria with the Roman Catholic. That's voodoo! And they merge it with Roman Catholicism. Do you see how corrupt it is?
If that's what you believe.
But if you study the scriptures, and on my website I have some articles about Roman Catholicism. If you look up on the teaching blog, don'tperish.com, and go to the teaching blog, I take the catechism from Roman Catholicism, and I compare it to God's Word, and I show you why they're teaching you a false gospel. You need to come by the blood of Jesus Christ, His shed blood. You need to repent. Your mind needs to say, my ways are wrong, the world is wrong, man-made religion is wrong, I need to follow Jesus Christ. You're probably following Roman Catholicism more of a hobby than as a lifestyle. Maybe, maybe not. Jesus isn't a bumper sticker. He's not a crucifix. Jesus isn't a t-shirt that says, I love Jesus. Jesus is losing your life to follow Him completely. So by His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection, you repent. We used to be worldly people, drunks, drinkers, partiers. We had to repent. Guess what happened? We were born again by the Spirit of God. His blood washed us clean. He gave us a new heart and a new mind. We no longer want the ways of the world. We want to follow and please Jesus. Holiness and obedience marks God's people. Not religiosity, not masses. And then you endure in the faith. That's the gospel that will save you. But you have to be willing to repent and come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, come away from the Pope. We preach against all the denominations, not just the Roman Catholics. Jesus didn't start any of them. You want to follow? You want eternal life? Who should you follow? Jesus, not the Pope, not me. The Word of God. That makes sense?
Not the figureheads.
Not the figureheads, not the modern pastors. Now, if some man's preaching the Word of God like I'm preaching to you, go test me to the Scriptures. I may be right. I could be wrong, but go test me. And you'll see that Jesus said you must be willing to lose your life to find it. And you must be willing to surrender all false traditions. And the Bible says, whatever the world esteems highly, God abhors. The Roman Catholic faith is loved by the world. Most people love them because they compromise. But the Bible says, you'll be hated if you're Jesus. You'll be hated for His name's sake. So hopefully, test. See the difference between false man-made religion and biblical Christianity. Does that sound...
Sounds like something
out. Yeah, ponder it. Read the... Ask God. Do me a favor. Do your soul a favor. Say, God, I met that street preacher, man. I travel all over and I street preach. Is what he's saying true? And if it is, Lord, show me your truth. I'm going to read the Bible. Start reading in the book of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the New Testament. And ask God to begin to open your eyes and your heart to truth. And if you do that, the Bible says, draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. So you take that step and say, what if my faith is wrong? Step towards God and God will give you enlightenment and truth and start reading the scriptures and you got my contact info. I'm here to help you. You came for a picture. You can take a picture. Here, I can turn around. Put it on your website. Maybe people need to see it.